Hello and welcome to the HIMS podcast with Brad Lindsay and Dr. Daniel Cole. Dan, why are we doing this today?
There are several reasons why I think we're doing this. One is HIMS are an important component to our faith, to our walk with the Lord, and obviously to our worship. It might be the most obvious reason. To talk about HIMS, to understand what those hymns are about, even things like how they are written, how are they composed, how does the music of that hymn support the text and the meaning of those words, mainly to just continue to educate our congregation about hymnody and to really give us a platform to introduce either new hymns or hymns that maybe we should know, that we don't know, that would be helpful for us to know.
So who is Brad Lindsay? So let me take a minute to introduce myself and why I've been drugging here to do this podcast. I love hymns. Quite frankly, I love hymns, and they have meant so much to me in my life from a young age. I think it's so important that Christians sing to themselves. In fact, there is scripture about that, singing to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. So it's a scriptural command, but it's more than just a command. It's something that we get to do. The Lord has put a new song in our heart, even praise to our God. And so I think this podcast, as we introduce it today, will help our congregation to do that. So does the history of hymns matter? I would say absolutely. And let me use an example from Psalm 57. So if you open your Bibles and you read Psalm 57, you just start off in verse number 1. It's a wonderful, strong psalm. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. And so we start reading, Dan, in that chapter, and it's powerful and it's meaningful. We don't have to know when and where it was written, but the scripture wants us to know that. And so we look back at the introduction to that Psalm 57, and we realize that David, this was a cry of David's heart when he's in a cave hiding from Saul. And not just once, but twice. Recounted for us in 1 Samuel 22 and chapter 24. So knowing that, and then knowing that David in that situation is crying to the Lord, makes this psalm even more important. So we see it and we ask ourselves, wait a minute, David's crying, but he's still reliant upon the Lord God, even in those terrible situations. And then for us, we realize, hey, the scripture commands us to cast our care upon him, for he cares for us. Yeah. And so understanding that concept and understanding the context of why he said it even makes it more meaningful. And it's the same thing with hymns. Think about Amazing Grace. So we love to sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But understanding it's the slave trader John Newton talking about being a wretch, realizing he is a wretch in the sight of God. He talks about grace that taught his heart to fear. He was in a storm, and we know that from history. He cries out to God, and then he repents. It was grace that taught his heart to fear, and grace, his fear is relieved. We love Amazing Grace, but understanding that behind it makes it even more powerful. What about Martin Rinkert, a 17th century German pastor? He's ministering during the 30 Years' War, a terrible time in history. The place where he's living is undergoing a lot of immigrants come in. There's overcrowding, plagues, famine. Estimates of as many as 8,000 people in the city he lived in perished as a result. Only a handful of people remained. No pastors remained except for him. He was conducting, Dan, as many as 50 funerals a day. And this comes to an end. As he stands in the smoldering remains of his city with a handful of people left, he decides to write a hymn. He writes these words, "Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. We could go on and on. Hopefully we will in this series go on and on.
You should also know that in that final, the hymn you just mentioned, the translation, which was done by Catherine Winkworth, who translated so many of those Lutheran hymns, the actual original translation, the actual original German is "Who from our mother's wombs,"
interesting,
not from "Who's from our mother's arms." So even those little insights where you think about hymnody and how actually hymnody can affect culture, can affect our perspective. I mean, it's a very different thought to have that "from our mother's arms," but as opposed to
womb.
If we were to sing "from our mother's wombs" today, particularly when we're thinking about the issue of abortion.
Absolutely.
What an impact that might have, where we'd actually kind of reclaim the original
interesting
wording.
Again, that's insights, and that's why Dan Cole is on this broadcast. Dan, I'll ask you, and we want to talk a little bit about this. Mm-hmm. So hymns are important for our mm-hmm. understanding mm-hmm. of the context of them, and again, giving us not just a little inspiration pat on the back, but understanding kind of why they were written yeah. as we sing them with more understanding. Mm-hmm. What is a hymn? Biblically based hymn, and kind of you go through deciding which hymns mm-hmm. that we pick. And that's a great question. I've often wondered that.
Yeah. So, I mean, a hymn is essentially a spiritual song. It's a song of praise, of worship. And our hymnal, which is a collection of what we would call hymns, a hymn initially is actually just the actual poetry itself. So when we're talking about a hymn, we're actually talking about the poetry, not necessarily initially the music. What we've come to understand as hymns now is both the text
the marrying of the text and the music.
Correct. Yeah. So, and successful hymns obviously are a successful marriage or wedding of those two components. So, and within our own hymnal, or at least in our own hymn tradition, Trinity Hymnal, for example, has a lot of psalm paraphrases that we use.
Okay, so the psalms are direct correlations to the Word of God.
Correct.
And
yeah.
so the hymns that we use, well, let's use our "Now Thank We All Our God" example that we used a minute ago.
Yeah.
So this is not a dotted line to Scripture. This is a direct line. So we're singing mm-hmm. those hymns. We're thinking about 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul's words, "In everything give thanks." Mm-hmm. Of course, knowing the history behind it, he's lost people, he's lost loved ones. But he's saying, "Now thank we all our God."
Right.
"So everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And so these are not dotted lines. This is not based upon. I was reading an article recently in a Christian periodical about several songs that are currently on the CCM charts, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term. And there was a question about, are these even Christian songs? Mm-hmm. And so for hymns that we choose and Daniel yeah. hymns that you would choose,
yeah.
these are not dotted line approaches. These are firmly rooted on the Word of God.
Correct.
Am I accurate?
Yes, you're spot on accurate.
Spot on.
That's correct.
So we've got the hymn, we've got it based upon the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Out of this podcast, what do you hope for our listeners to gain from it?
Well, a couple of things. I hope that, as you were just talking about, just to give a little more connection to the meaning of those texts, the context, but also for listeners to understand that as we're gathered in worship, you know, hymns aren't kind of picked randomly according to what we just like to sing. There is that thought that when we pick hymns, we just need to pick hymns that people like to sing. Well, you know, most people only know maybe 10 to 15 hymns. Mm. And because we're Reformed and because the preaching of the Word is the center point of our worship, everything points to that point in our worship service where the Word is proclaimed. And so everything we do in terms of our music and selection has to point to that. So our hymnody has to be in some way connected, either by it being maybe a paraphrase of whatever the Scripture may be, an allusion to the Scripture that's being preached upon that morning or evening, or even just a sense of some type of, almost as if it were, type of commentary on that particular verse.
So the hymns, the worship, everything points to the preaching.
Correct.
Of course, the preaching is rooted in the Word of God,
yeah.
our only final authority. And so the hymns as well need to be rooted in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so as this podcast continues, as we continue to look at hymns in the future, mm-hmm. understand and to our listeners that we will be looking at hymns that are rooted firmly in the Word of God mm-hmm. that will drive all of us, not only to learning maybe hymns we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
that maybe we should have known, but also learning some of the Scripture behind them. So it doesn't just drive us to, oh, that's a nice tune, those are great words, but also built upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
Correct, yeah. And another thing that's important, to, I think, to remember is that when we're in worship, worship is a work, right? It's an active, engaged, focused activity. And therefore, even in the act of singing and praising, I think there has to be that balance of we really need to have our minds engaged. We need to be thinking about what we're singing. We need to not just be thinking about, do I like this tune or do I not like this tune? We need to be thinking about, there's a particular reason that this hymn is in this worship service today. When I first came here, one thing we really encouraged people to do was to look at the bulletin before the worship service, you know, Saturday. Take a look. It's online. Take a look at it. Look through these hymn texts. Meditate on the hymn texts. Generally, even if it's a hymn that is not so familiar, usually by the third or fourth verse, you can pick it up. But that's also part of it, too. You know, we need to not just be passive in worship. There should be some struggle at times when we're in a worship service.
It's not just based upon what we feel.
It's not based upon what comes easier, what we feel. At the same time, you don't want to make it so challenging that people can't contribute and participate in worship. So there's always that kind of, I think, that tension. So part of the goal really in doing this as well is that if we're going to introduce something new, you'll have the opportunity to listen to it. You'll have the opportunity to hear it. We'll have recordings of the choir singing them. We'll discuss the hymn. So as you were talking about, we'll have a sense of the context. And we ultimately hope it's just going to be a real aid to people in worship in terms of pointing their minds toward the preaching of the word to help support and maintain that message. You know, we need all sorts of ways to help us remember.
Absolutely.
And certainly hymnody is a wonderful way of doing that.
Well, our time is coming to an end today. But I wanted to ask, Dan, would you mind praying for us for this broadcast, but also for overall our church and the music of our church?
Yeah. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and worship you. You are righteous and holy. Father, you sustain us. You love us and care for us. You are a kind Father. You are a gracious Father, and you are long-suffering. And Father, we want to praise you better. We want to worship you better. We confess that we don't. We confess often, Lord, that even in our worship, we come and we are, our minds are elsewhere, our hearts are elsewhere. But we want to commune with you better, Lord. We want to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth, and that we may go from our worship, Lord, to better serve you, to be a better light, to be salt to the world around us and in our homes. So, Father, we do ask you to bless this effort, and indeed ask you to bless all of the efforts here at the church, podcasts and the activities or programs that we engage in for your glory and for your church. And ultimately, Lord, we do pray for our worship, and we do pray that all of our activity would be an outgrowth of our gathering together as the body of Christ to praise you. Thank you for Brad, for his enthusiasm and his joy and his knowledge of this topic, and ask your blessing upon this endeavor. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Thanks, Dan, and thank you all for joining us today on the Hymns Podcast. Look forward to being with you again soon, where we will share next time the story of a certain hymn and gain insight on that hymn. Thanks again so much for joining us today.
Thank you.